Welcome to Wolf Den's Saturday set, where we are marching on as usual in this never-ending battle against the bookmakers of Australia. King Zone, welcome.
Thank you, Richard.
Big weekend, Fizzer.
G'day, boys.
Welcome, mate.
Thank you.
Kings,
yeah.
I want to start. So this never-ending battle against the bookies. So I think we started the Saturday set about a year ago. We'll have to work out the exact date. We'll have to have a first birthday party.
Yeah, right.
First 6 months.
Over a year. Yeah, it's a long time.
It's about a year ago, yeah. Mm. First 6 months were pretty airborne, lots of winners. And because you and I are experienced punters and most of these people watching this show are as well, we knew it wouldn't last forever and we'd have a bit of a downturn.
Unfortunately, these things happen.
They do. And then so we had a bit of a bad run and then we're slowly getting things back on track a bit. And obviously you have a lot more bets than you do in just the Saturday set each week.
Certainly do.
And we were out on Saturday night and we're all having a good time letting a bit of steam off. It was good fun at the Orient. Geez, we're old and boring these days, aren't we? But we're those old men who old men.
How good's a live band?
Great. We're those old men who dance really badly to 80s and 90s cover music. Anyway, and we were just chatting away about the day and then you kind of looked to me and you said, oh, like I'll fix things with us. Like I'll get us all winning back on the punt again. And it kind of struck me. I was like, you know, even when we're out and doing our thing, you're still thinking about the punt and how you can do better. We spoke about this maybe 3 or 4 months ago. It was very popular. Everyone out there liked listening to it. And I wanted to check in with you and see where you're at with your goal of getting yourself back where you're winning consistently on the punt, which is very, very hard to do and never lasts forever.
Well, it's impossible to win consistently on the punt. I wish it was easy. The key word there is consistently. Mm. So in 2023, I had a really good first 9 months and a really poor last 3 months. And I remember saying to you, oh, it might have been around August, geez, we're going too well here.
Mm.
And I knew what was sort of coming and you can't really prepare for it, but then it did come. And that's probably the worst 3 months I've ever had.
Mm.
But when you look at the 12 months at the end of the day, everything sort of evened out and it was still a pretty decent year. So you never know when that big tidal wave's going to come. But one thing that I always think is that I never really think I'm going well. I always think I've got my back against the wall.
Mm.
I'm always trying to improve, whether it be through adding new factors into the form, which I did through AI, which helped me a lot as well, but also with staking and also with the way that I'm placing the bets, the odds that I'm getting. So the market changes quite a bit. So you've got to analyse every part of your whole sort of the way that you're betting. So I lost then in January as well, out of losing month. February I've stabilised, showed a small profit, and March I'm showing a small profit. So I'm back up, but is the market getting harder as well? Because we all know there's more percentage in the market. Is the fact I'm putting tips out there, is that affecting my price? So you're dealing with a lot of different sort of moving parts and you've just got to remain, you know, very logical, keep doing your hard work and you know, not panic as well.
Mm.
I reduced my bet size, especially on shorter price favourites in February.
Mm-hmm.
When I looked at that, I was, you know, a lot of which you would have seen, a lot of the shorties that are getting beat on the Saturday set, especially on a Saturday, I'm getting a beat. The country race is still fine, but those group ones, I've really reduced my bet size down. Back in Black Caviar days, I was having hundreds on Black Caviar and Winx, and now I'm having, you know, 20% of that sort of thing on these favourites because the value just isn't there in there. So it's all about analysis. It's all about being positive and it's all about being realistic as well and know exactly where you're at.
What's the one thing you're focusing on most? What sort of factor, or is it, you know, putting the bets on, or is it your form? Like, what's the thing that's getting your most attention at the moment?
Probably the way I'm placing the bets at the moment, because I've seen some shifts sort of in the market, especially with AI coming out as well. So everybody's got access basically to everything that I'm doing, which has never been the case in the past. So I've got to be very careful that that's not influencing my price too much. So I'm looking for different ways to sort of place the bets, whether it be, you know, late on the exchange or maybe early when the early markets come out, and just reducing my bets a little bit that way. So I'm looking at different ways of placing bets. Maybe it's through the totes sort of thing, and where I'm not affecting, the public aren't affecting my price too much. So it's an interesting time.
Yeah.
But like anything, you just got to adapt.
Yeah.
And you just got to keep getting better. The other thing I'm focusing on is different techniques in doing form as well, through the AI and machine learning and trying to get better all the time, to be honest with you. You can't stand still.
Yeah.
If you stand still in this game, everyone goes past you.
Very true. You don't keep marching on. All right, let's get into it. Before we do start, we're going to look at the feature races in Melbourne and Sydney and our good friends of the Melbourne Racing Club. They've got free tickets to All-Star Mile Day this Saturday. I will be there with Uncle Marvin and we would love to see some of you out there as well. All you've got to do is go and hit the description in the link. You get 4 free tickets to All-Star Mile Day. Obviously, Corporate's had a bit of a revamp. It looks fantastic. So hope to see some of you out there. Let's get into it, Kings. We're going to start in Caulfield. It's a bit of a lighter on day all across Australia. We've had some fantastic weekends of racing. So this weekend's a little bit quieter, but that's okay. There's still plenty for us to get our teeth into.
It is. I'm excited about this Saturday because we're not doing any sessions.
No.
No sessions this Saturday, which is good for me. And Fizz, how do you feel about that, Fizzer? It's
the best thing I've ever heard.
Let's just don't get off
script. No, I want to get into it now. Well, I want to get into it now.
And why is it so good, Richard? Why would I be so excited that we're not doing the Saturday sessions?
You tell me, mate.
Oh, just cameras in the face, you there mocking us.
You think there's a mock in the room?
I think there's a mock in the room.
So what are you insinuating? That it's
insinuating
like
since we've done the Saturday session.
It's chips in this Saturday because it's going to be a big one without me there.
We will just see
with me swanning around Caulfield.
I've never been more confident without you in the room, I've got to say, and the camera's out of my face. And that's why we'll get to it later. But we are opening up AI to everybody later.
Ooh.
And that's one of the reasons why. Because the confidence levels are through the roof.
Happy days.
Let's get into it now.
Caulfield Race 6, Redoute's Choice Stakes, 1,100 metres for two-year-olds. Bold Bastille, she's back again.
She's back. There's not a lot of opposition here for mine. $1.60 at the moment. I am going to take $1.60. I'm not going to go and take it. I didn't take it this morning, but I am going to go and take it later when the members have got their early Saturday set. I will go and take it. Let them get in first. If you want to take it, then I'm going to go and smash it. I think $1.60 is... Oh, I'm not going to say it, free money. I'm not going to say it. But, geez, it looks good.
Okay.
I've got it like... I think Bale Bastille should be about $1.40, straight to the front. I was going to back Amina in the race, actually, and Amina won on Wednesday, but I just can't see any opposition here apart from Sky Cap, which will be on pace too.
And Amina's, Dan O has been high on Amina. It was one of his black bookers. We put in one of our black booker reels. So, yeah, she looks like a really nice horse. Fizzer, what did you make of the race?
Clear top pick. I'm not gonna bet in the race. Bale Bastille for me, but... The 8 Comanche Miss had a nice jump out. It's about $8 in the market, I think, maybe close to second pick. Mm-hmm. So, a first starter is always a reason for me to stay out of a race.
Sure. And that is not an official Saturday set tip, is it?
No, it's not. It's a bit too short for an official Saturday set tip. But, yeah, I'm betting down on these Saturday favourites, so I'm not going to go crazy. Mm. I think Bale Bastille will start shorter than $1.60, but no, not an official Saturday set.
Caulfield Race 8, the All-Star Mile, 1,600 metres, no group rating, which is a bit controversial, but that's okay. Mr. Brightside and a whole lot of other
horses. One of my favourite horses, Mr. Brightside, 7 wins from last 11 starts. The other 4 has run second.
Yeah.
What a wonderful horse Mr. Brightside is. Won the race last year. I think only 2 things can get Mr. Brightside beat. The first being, bad luck, getting trapped wide, has drawn out in 11. There's a lot of pace, 5 horses with pace underneath Mr. Brightside. But I've seen this before, and Craig Williams always seems to do a magnificent job, and he gets in and always gets the right run, 1,600 metres. That is one of the reasons. The other one could be extremely leaderish, and he just gets too far back and can't run prior to Jenny down. Having said that, I think $1.90, which there's not much of, a little bit of $1.90 around. I noticed Ladbrokes were keeping Mr. Brightside very short and keen to lay Pride of Jenny, which it's not often, but I do agree with Ladbrokes on this occasion. Mm. I think Pride of Jenny, so summing up Mr. Brightside, $1.90 I think is good odds. Mm-hmm. He is an official Saturday set tip.
Bang.
Pride of Jenny, I just want to talk about quickly. I think there's too much pace in the race for Pride of Jenny. Buffalo River and also Attractable will go forward. And with that much pace, I just... don't think it'll suit her. She needs to get too much in her favour on pace to win. What do you say, Fizz?
Yeah, look, Mr. Brightside's record speaks for itself. It looks the clear bet to me. Pride of Jenny, I thought the 2 wins at Flemington during the carnival, I thought they were really leaders biased days when she just got away with 2 races in the carnival. I just don't know if it'll fall that way this week for her, and I think she'll drift. So like you, I think the price, Mr. Brightside's right. Couple of roughies, Cascadian and number 2 and number 8, Desert Lightning, over from New Zealand. There, if you fancy a couple of roughies, I thought they were the 2 roughies for me.
I actually like Pinstripe to run a place as well, first up, with a lot of pace on, can get home for second or third, I think.
Yep. Yeah, very good. And you've heard me mentioning that I will be at Caulfield on Saturday with Uncle Malvin. And the reason for that is because we are following Mr. Brightside around for the day, which is an incredible opportunity for us. I can't wait to do it. I'd imagine it'll be a career highlight for me.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it'll be brilliant. So, and we'll drop that content late next week.
Let's hope you don't stop him.
Nah, huge, huge privilege for me and Uncle Malvin. And, it'll finish off the All-Star Miles story nicely. So, Anyway, moving on, we're going to go to Caulfield Race 10. The Bellisprit Stakes, 1,200 metres, open to all. Looks a tough race.
I think it's an easy race. I think there's two clear hopes. Ray, how do you say this one?
Ray
Magneria.
Yes, and also the 10 Grand Impact. So I'll start with Grand Impact. Hasn't raced for 18 months. Last run was in the Coolmore in 2002 down the straight. Has had three jump outs for Mick Price. And the thing I query a bit is the bar plates. But this horse has got a heap of upside. I'm really interested to see how he comes back. Ray failed in the Oakley Plate last start, but the rating before that was extremely high. Mm-hmm. So those are the two horses with upside. I think those are the two horses there's only going to be money for. I'm really interested to see what happens with Grand Impact in the betting. What do you say, Fizz?
Yeah, my ratings have found Grand Impact off its old ratings, but it's scary, drawn wide, bit of speed inside it. I'd love to be in the 1-1. I'm going to have something on it, but I like the roughy, a horse called Mathletic. Jamie Carr rides it. It's big odds, about $15 at the moment. She's coming over from New Zealand, I'm pretty sure. And I think it'll give us a run for our money at $15. So Grand Impact and Mathletic and no pot on Ray. Give him a good hope as well.
All right, let's move to Rose Hill now. Rose Hill Race 8, the Coolmore Classic, 1,500-metre race, Group 1. And for the mares, always throws up some very, very good horses, and it's done it again this year. What do you think?
As complete lottery. Put all the numbers in the hat, throw them up in the air and take a box trifecta.
Ooh.
It's very hard, but I will say one thing. The horses with upside in the race, I think, are Zugocha, Samana, Tropical Squall, which will go straight to the front, and Komochi.
So you tip the four favourites, basically.
Those are the horses with upside. I haven't tipped them, no. Tipping them. I'm just saying those are the progressive horses in the race. The market's found them. I'm staying out. Throw them up in the air. Wouldn't surprise anything can win this race.
Yeah. It's funny because I wrote lottery as well. So, look, my form's come up with Jenny Lala, race 8, number 16. I don't have a tiny bet on her. And then, like Kings, I thought it was a lottery. So, for me, a little bit of value maybe. Komochi, number 17. Number 9, Madame Pomery. And number 14, More Secrets. All very decent odds. Like Kings, if you're looking for a roughie, I'd be going out wide in that race.
Fantastic. Why don't I stick with you, Fizzer, and can you give me your Saturday set, please?
Yeah, only short this week. I had struggled to find clear bets this weekend, so bettors beware. Ascot Race 9, number 8, Cosmic Crusader. Hit the lead at the top of the straight, first up over 1,600 and then at about the 200. Looked home and then at the 200 it looked like it was shot. Just got a feeling it'll strip fitter and it's dropping in class. I'm pretty keen to back it, Cosmic Crusader. Go to Rose Hill Race 6, number 12. Found a roughie here, Rich Fortune. Ran behind Imperatrix last start down the straight. It's about 20 to 1. Looks a good each way bet to me. We'll get back, but in a big field should get speed on to suit. And then last race in Rose Hill, Race 10, number 7, Tavvy Time. Looks the banker for me for the day.
Mm-hmm. Kingzone, you got any more Saturday sets?
Yes, I do. So Mr. Brightside was my first. I'd take $1.90 and secure that, lock that in. Let's go to Rose Hill Race 7, number 2, Les Vampires. Les Vampires. Raced Rock Hard Fit, ran in the Guineas last start. Mm. Gabe Waterhouse, Adrian Bott, right on the bunny, crossing from out wide. I think $5.50 is a fantastic price. Then we go to Caulfield, Race 3, number 9, White Bear. $2.80 at the moment I think is good. I'd lock that in as well. The Bear came back, won at Benalla after not racing for 6 months, a completely different horse, went straight to the front, was getting back before, ran good time. I don't know what they've done to the Bear, but it's whatever they've done is working, and this is a pretty weak race. I'm all over the Bear, $2.80.
Awesome.
Three tips.
Thank you, sir. It's now time for me to read out the pride of the organisation, the A-Team tips. And I will say that if things keep going the way they are, I will read their tips out and then you guys will put your team. So there'll be a bit of a change in structure.
We are going to keep records for these.
Yes,
we're
going
to start putting them up. From last week, we're going to start putting them up. We just had a look at them. We haven't got the graphic quite ready yet, but it'll be out on the app later today.
And we will be 100% accountable every week forever.
We need to be accountable, Richard.
We do. Here is the A-Team tips. Start with Dream Team. Rose Hill, Race 2, number 8, Wymark. Michael Friedman has a promising stayer on his hands. I think the 3-year-old gelding can back up its emphatic 10-length win from last start. Dan O, Rose Hill, Race 5, number 3, Lindemann. There's a big drop in grade on his last two good rating performances behind Fangirl, where he had no luck, and also Think About It. That form gives him a clear edge over the recent performance of his opposition in this race. He ideally maps up near the lead and has an informed James McDonald riding a strong bet. We go to Chris Camilleri, who's just killing it. Rose Hill, race 10, number 7, Tavvy Time. Chris Lee's trained gelding that resumed with a dominant win over 1,400 metres when fresh last start would have taken further improvement off that run and draws to get a soft run in behind the leading pair, save for one sprint at them late. And just quickly, the news came this morning that Coolmore's decided who's riding who in the slipper. Do you know?
Who's riding who in the slipper?
J-Max on Switzerland.
Yeah.
And Ryan Moore's on Stormboy.
Ryan Moore's on Stormboy, okay. Mm.
Here is RI staking plan, which did well last week, I'm pleased to say, and stick with me again this week. Here we go. Caulfield race 3, number 9, White Bear, 1 unit. It is a 10-unit play. Caulfield race 4, number 4, Vivian, 1 unit play. This is one that I found on my own. Caulfield race 8, number 1, Mr. Brightside. That's a 2-unit play, obviously, because we just got to cheer Mr. Brightside with everything we've got. Rose Hill race 2, number 8, Wymark, 1 units. We're going to go to Rose Hill race 5, number 3, Lindemann. That'll be a 2-unit bet because I really believe in Dano and he's the leader of the A-team. Rose Hill race 7, number 2, Le Vampire, 1 unit.
Beautiful.
And then we're going to close that out. Rose Hill race 10, number 7, Tavvy Time, 2 units. Uncle Malvin and I will be at the airport smashing $17 pints, cheering on Tavvy Time.
I bet up on Tavvy Time at Newcastle last start. Absolutely shitting.
Yeah, delicious.
Was.
This episode is brought to you by our good friends at Ladbrokes. Join Ladbrokes today and support the podcast by using the code GALLOP. Take on the fun this autumn festival of racing with the Ladbrokes app. Loaded with the best racing features, including bet ticker so you can see where the big bets land, yard comments to give you the on-course insights straight from the parade ring, and black book so you can add your favourite runners and get notified before they race. So take on the fun and Ladbroke at this autumn festival of racing.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
All right. So you mentioned before AI is free this Saturday. You want to talk a bit about that?
Well, we're opening up to everybody. So get on there. Ask one thing is that you get on the app and you try it. Even if you don't like it, you might love it. But there's been so much work gone into this, 25 years, in conjunction, 80 years. And I just know how good it is. So all I ask is you get on the app and try it out.
Yeah, fantastic. All right. So make sure you go and do that. It's always a great day on the punt on the den, but it's even better when you've got some really sophisticated form to play around with and try and learn and improve your punting. So AI has been out for 2 weeks. How has it started?
It started pretty well. We haven't knocked the lights out, but let's just go through the results and have a quick look now. So the Golden Bullets, they have there's been 28 bets in 2 weeks, and they're showing a profit of 5.5%. The backs, there's 236 bets showing a profit of 6%. The Good Roughies, there's been 82 bets, 22%. Consider Backing, showing a profit of 2.8%. Consider Laying, so these are the horses that I don't like. So if you laid those horses, you're winning 22%. And the actual lays, these are the worst bets in the race. If you had have laid those horses, you would have won 15%. So when I'm talking about percentage on turnover, I'm talking about per $100, say. So it's not a percentage of your bank, it's a percentage of how much you bet. So the Golden Bullets say they won 5%, which historically they actually won 18%. So we're below par at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So historic off that, if you had a bet $100, you would earn $5. If you had a bet $1,000, you would earn $50. So it's a percentage of how much you bet.
Yes. Sure. Okay. Excellent.
So you can see the difference between actual horses that AI likes and the horses that it doesn't like. It's a big, big swing in the market that shows how you go laying horses that you don't like. Inversely, if you back those horses, you would be losing sort of 15 to 20% on those horses. And historically, if you back the suggested plays, the backs, you would be winning upwards of 12%. But also there's so much value in that bullet rating. So that's what I ask as well. Go into it, have a look at the factors, have a look at the bullet rating as well. Make your own mind up about a few things, but don't just look at the suggested plays. Think about it because there's so much value in that bullet rating. It's not funny.
And you'll be busy on Saturday, but I'm sure if a couple of people send you the odd direct message on Wolf Chat, you'll try and help them out. Them.
Yeah, absolutely. I want everyone to learn about AI on Saturday. Get on the app, ask me anything you want, and I will answer it.
Cool. All right, well, it's been a pretty long session, so we do need to wrap it up. Punt Party, April 6th. It's half booked, 50%
booked. Can't wait.
So you need to get in there now because otherwise you're going to miss out. I think the capacity is about 170 or something. I think we're already up to like 90 bookings. So there's not many left. So make sure to do it. April 6th, day one of the championships. We're going to take over the Ladbrokes Lounge. It's going to be an awesome day. The racing is epic. You've got to get there. It'll be one of the best days you've had on the punt. Merch. Don't forget to buy our merch. Selling well. Best merch in the game.
Comfy merch.
Comfy merch. Definitely makes you punt better and feel better when you're punting. And to finish the show, one of the greats of the den, Jackson Eldridge, is in Sri Lanka. Good luck to him. He sent us this photo of what the tabs look like in Sri Lanka. How good does that look? It looks like a school for punting, doesn't
Sensational.
It?
Sensational. I'd love to be in a tab in Sri Lanka right now.
And, of course, you can see that if they're watching the Saturday set on that bottom middle TV there, why wouldn't they be? It's the best punting show in Australia, and it's over for another week. Up the den. Good luck on Saturday. See you next week.